Welcome to Medroom Chronicles. Join nurses and other care providers as they let you in on discussions usually reserved for the privacy of the locked medication room. In this weekly nursing podcast, the filters come off and we tell it like it is. Your hosts, nurses Adrienne Benning and Andrew Craig, are here to educate and entertain on all things in the nursing world. This podcast is intended for nursing students, nurses, nursing assistants, and other care providers. Non-medical folk will probably get a kick out of us too. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. Happy nursing, folks. Welcome to Medroom Chronicles, everybody. This is your host, Adrienne, and I'm here today to talk to you about something that I've experienced firsthand. So I'm going to give you some pro tips here. We're going to talk about 5 tips for baby face nurses. Here's how you can alter a few things to be taken more seriously by your older adult patients. I've always looked younger than I am by many years, even as I'm getting older. People younger than me are even fooled. Sometimes people think that I'm like 10 years younger than I am, so I'll take it. I'm happy to have it while I do. Once in a while, though, this has posed a problem with my patients. Adults who have a hard time, as one of them put it, taking orders from a damn kid. To someone who's lived 60 or 80 years, I must look like I belong outside playing hopscotch. So how do you get adult and geriatric patients to put their faith in your young, very capable hands? I've got a few tips that have helped me out in these situations, so hear me out, guys. Number 1, tighten up your aesthetics, okay? Fix your look. I aspire to live in a world where people of all gender identities are not judged by their appearance, but I'm not talking beauty standards here. To be treated like a professional, you must look like one. Get the nicest scrubs you can reasonably afford, lose the sloppy top knots, fellas, trim the beards, clean your nails, and for God's sake, don't cover your badge holder with stickers of your favorite cartoon character. Even though there's nothing wrong with adults watching cartoons, and unless you work in peds, but again, if you want to be taken seriously, maybe keep it to a minimum. If you've already got a baby face or smaller stature, you don't need anything else making you look more juvenile. I don't know, maybe I take it back. Maybe if you're working with kids, you should be covered in stickers of cartoon characters. But in general, make sure you look nice, look professional, look like you're well put together, and that you weren't out drinking all night the night before, even if you were. Number 2. Your mother told you to stand up straight. Posture and body language are important, and as a nurse, it's tough to find the right balance between being perceived as kind and approachable, and being the expert in control caretaker. Generally, stand up or sit up straight and avoid looking like a shapeless blob of insecurity. So easier said than done. This doesn't mean that you should tower over your patients in a Superman stance, but look confident and invested in the patient. Look directly at them when you're talking. Don't fidget, rock, don't look nervous. They're going to pick up on your nervousness, and before you know it, you've got a freaked out patient on your hands. Gentle confidence in your posture will help you look like you know what you're doing. And kind of maybe that goes along with this, don't be smacking gum. That's one of those things that I really hate in any profession, any job. Maybe if you're like close proximity and people can smell your breath, then maybe, but in general, don't be smacking on some gum. Number 3, deepen your speaking voice. So this clearly doesn't apply to people with already deep voices. This is directed towards the nurse whose instinct is to raise their voice like they would with a child, which, please don't infantilize your adults. Talk to them like adults. I know you're trying to seem friendly and happy, but it makes you sound like a 12-year-old anime character and not an experienced nurse. Bring your voice down a little bit. This might take some conscious effort on your part at first, but it's worth it. And there may be an added benefit. I learned in a class that as adults lose their hearing, they lose the ability to hear high tones first. This is why you have, I think, these, like, I don't know if it's still a thing, it was a few years ago, where teenagers have apps that alarm in, like, a tone or make noise in a tone that only people of a certain age can hear. Like, I guess if you're over a certain age, you can't hear certain tones. So use this to your advantage. Deepen your voice a little bit, and you might find that they're not saying what quite so often. Also, nobody wants their nurse to sound like a super ditzy little girl or young boy. Now, I want to be careful. If you have a higher voice, that's not to say that you sound like a child or that you sound immature. Number 4, like, totally limit your slang, man. It's true that we speak differently today than our parents and our grandparents' generations did, and it can be a barrier to communication sometimes. Limit colloquial language, unless you and your patient already have a rapport and you figured that out. Say yes, don't say yeah. and actually say no instead of just being like, nuh-uh. Avoid statements like, I know it totes sucks to take your meds, but like, bottoms up, dude. God, I can't believe I said that. I shouldn't have to tell you why this is discrediting to your image as a professional. My little disclaimer here is that I have a lot of patients that I joke around or use slang with, and they're smart ass right back to me. But it's our established dynamic, and I let them initiate this. Just use your great nursing judgment. But yeah, in general, don't leave the Urban Dictionary at home. And number five, and probably the most important, show up knowing your shit. Be prepared to take care of your patients when you clock in. Know your basic meds, especially if you're working in a specialty area. Know how to look things up, most importantly. I'm not saying you have to know everything, but at least know what your resources are. If your patient asks you questions about a medication and you're caught off guard, frame it as an opportunity for education. Print off some patient info sheets if you have 2 minutes to go over it. It's their right to know what these things are, and it'll teach you something as well. You don't need to know everything. You're never going to know everything, but you need to know how to learn on the fly. If they have a diagnosis you've never heard of before, please, at the very minimum, Google that shit before you go into their room if you can help it. You'll be more knowledgeable, and maybe it'll earn you some trust points as well. Take heart, my baby-faced nurse brothers and sisters. While the struggle to be taken seriously is real, it's not hopeless. And when all else fails, you can always tell them the truth. You've studied diligently for years to be able to take care of them safely. The baby face is just a genetic bonus. What do you think? Do you have a baby face? Or are you one of those people that looks at some new grad nurses and thinks, oh my God, I'm working with children? What do you think we could do to be taken more seriously? Go to medroomchronicles.com, find us on social media, listen to us wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Don't forget to subscribe and share. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, folks. Here at Medroom Chronicles, we may be uncensored, but we are not unfiltered. Protected health information has been changed and concealed to comply with HIPAA of 1996. The things we talk about are combinations of years of experience with thousands of patients, things we've read, stories we've heard. If you think we're talking about you, trust me, we're not. Also, we're real nurses here to provide accurate and helpful info, but don't take us as fact without doing your own research. Refer to your state's Board of Nursing, Practice Acts, and your institution's policies and procedures if you have questions about your practice. Lastly, our very strong opinions are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers or educational institutions. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, guys.